As I was seeking the Lord this week, trying to figure out what He wanted me to bring today, a lot of things went through my mind before I finally settled on one, and actually found a story in the guidepost that was talking about loneliness, and I thought, well, you know what? Christmas time, around the holidays, there's a lot of people who are lonely, and how can we combat? How can we combat loneliness? How can we guard against it? And so I looked up some scriptures, and I have a few guidelines to guard against loneliness today. And we were on our way this morning. I said, "What are you preaching on this morning?" And I told her. She said, "Well, you know," she said, "Jesus knew loneliness more than any of us." And I thought, wow, that's really true. You know, when he went to the cross, he was all alone. When he went to the garden with the disciples, he told them to wait, you know, and sit with him for a while. And then he went on and he told the Lord, he said, I wish this didn't have to be. I wish this cup that could pass from me. But he said, not my will, but thine be done. And then back and found him asleep, and so he was all alone there in the garden. And then when it came to the end, he was there going to the cross. The disciples deserted him. They left him. He was there alone again, and he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? You can't imagine the loneliness that he felt there, because he even felt forsaken by his Father. So what a better person to help us through a time of loneliness than our Father God. We pray with you, please. Father, I thank you this morning that you love us, that you care for us, Father, that you want what's best for us, and that you are there with us when we're alone. Father, that no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, we can count on you to be there with us. And Lord, as I look back on my life at the times when I've felt lonely or been alone, it's because I moved from you, not because you moved away from me. Lord, as we share this time this morning, I pray that you'll put words in my mouth, that I'll not get in your way, but that I'll let you speak to the body this morning what you have to say. Lord, that we'll have ears to hear what you're saying to the church today. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to begin today in Psalms 23. Psalms 23 has been one of my favorites for years. I memorized it as a youngster in church, and it's always been a comfort. It's always been just a joy to understand and read Psalms 23. It just begins, "The Lord is my shepherd," and I've talked about this before. Matt's talked about shepherds and how sheep need to be led. How we, as Christians, the Lord compares us to sheep in the Word of God, and he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want." So I won't want or need anything, because he's taking care of me. "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters, and he restores my soul." Find many times in our lives that we need our souls restored, don't we? You just need something to pick you up or take you through a hard place, a hard patch in your life. Also, then he goes on to say, he guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," or "even though I walk through one of the darkest valleys that there is, the hardest time in my life," "that I will fear no evil, for you're with me." your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love, or goodness and mercy, some of your Bibles say, will follow me in all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a comfort to know that He's with us all the time. He's taking care of us as a shepherd does his sheep. He watches out for us. He wants what's best for us. And He doesn't want us to feel alone. I came up with five different ways that we can guard or overcome loneliness, guard against it or overcome loneliness. And the first way is to reach out to strangers. I don't know how, whether that's hard for some of you or not, but it's important that we reach out to strangers. Let's go to Hebrews 13, so I don't get this messed up. Hebrews chapter 13. There's a verse here that talks about entertaining strangers. Verse 2 of Hebrews 13 says, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it." So, if you're in a crowd or you're by yourself, reach out to someone in the crowd. Reach out to strangers, it says. Make conversation with them. Get to know them. Because it says that possibly you could be entertaining angels. We go on down in chapter 13 there to verse 5. It says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" That's comforting. To know that He's always with us. He doesn't leave us. You know, even though we feel like we're by ourselves, I know there's been times even in my life when felt like my prayers weren't getting through. I wasn't able to talk to God. I was sure He couldn't hear me, that He wasn't listening. But this verse says that He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. It goes on to say that we can say, so we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid, because what can man do to me?" And then down verse 8 it says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." It doesn't change. We can be assured because of His Word that He'll never, ever leave us, never forsake us. My cousin Denny's going to go through a hard time of loneliness now because his wife's gone. They've been together for 40-some years, that's Patsy and I have. They're the same age as Patsy and I. Been together a long time. And so he's going to be going through a hard time now with a time of loneliness from his wife. Stan's going to be battling loneliness because his son's gone. They had a friendship. They had a time of caring and loving for one another, and that's gone now. So it's going to be a hard patch there. But Stan, be assured, the Father's with you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. The second thing that I found was that we don't shut yourself off from others. If you're feeling lonely, then get around people. Get with friends. Get with someone who can, that you can share some time with, that you can spend some time with. But don't shut yourself off. The third thing I found was to find a support group. And for me, our Sunday school class is just one of the best support groups that I've ever been in. And I don't know, some of you don't choose to do Sunday school. If you don't have a support group, then find one. It's one of the things. In a support group, you have someone to share life with. You have someone to pray for you. Someone to share your problems with. We spend time in Sunday school class praying for one another, interceding for one another. And what a blessing to have godly men and women who care about you, who will pray for you, who will stand with you in a crisis. It's awesome to have the body of Christ. And so that's one of the things I love about a small body like we have, because I know everybody. And you guys know me. You know when I'm down. You know when I need picked up. And this morning, sharing that, you know, that we lost a loved one in our family this week, and someone said, "Well, if you need anything, give us a call." That was awesome, because that's what the body of Christ does. It cares for one another. It's there when you need help, and that's why it's so important that you're part of a support group, a small group, Bible study, just any kind of a group of people who love you, care for you, who will do things for you, and just be there no matter what. Have best friends who will stand with you. And that's what, to me, this being part of a support group. Get a pet. It's the fourth thing I found. I know some of you don't like pets, but it's one of the things. For many people, a pet is therapy. Little four-legged furry creatures, there's all kinds of them around, and pets will just fill a void in your life that nothing else can fill sometimes. And I didn't actually find that in the scripture. Okay. It's just one of the things that does help if you're feeling lonely, if you're by yourself a lot and you don't have people to around you to share life with. A pet is really a good way to combat or guard against loneliness. And the fifth thing that I found is to spend time with the Father. Deepen your faith. Spend time. You know, in the last few weeks in Sunday school class, we've been talking about becoming best friends with God. I've been talking about that we need best friends, that you need a support group, that you need someone to share life with. And as you become best friends with God, what a better person to spend time with, to share your burdens with, to get to know. And we've been talking about doing different things that make him smile, make the Father smile. And as you go through life and you learn to smile and love life, and it's the times that you're happy and smiling that you remember the best in your life. For me, family time. We do a lot of crazy games together when our family gets together, and it's it's just a fun time because we spend a lot of time laughing and smiling and just enjoying life together. And so find time to spend with the Father, get to know Him. Constant conversation with God is probably one of the most important things that we can do with the Father, and that is, you know, prayer is constant conversation with God, and we've learned from the Scriptures that He wants us to converse with Him all the time, not just before meals, not just at bedtime in the morning when we get up, but in your daily life. You know, as you're working your job, as you're driving down the road from one job to another, you can have conversation with the Father. You can spend time in conversation with Him, telling Him about your day, telling Him that you love Him, listening to His comments to you, and understanding that He loves you. Another way to get closer to the Father is to spend time in the Word of God. To study and meditate on His Word. Get to know Him through His Word. In Psalms chapter 27, just another good psalm that talks about our time with the Father. How He loves us and cares for us. And he says in the psalm, this is a psalm of David. I suppose there's probably not a better person to look at when you're thinking of times of loneliness. If you think about David's life when he was running from Saul, he had a lot of times that he was hiding to keep from getting killed. And a lot of these psalms were written as he was hiding out. And David says here in Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, and that is what I seek." And this is verse 4. "That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. For my voice when I call, oh, hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek His face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me, and do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors." And He teaches us His way through His Word. There's another verse that talks about us spending time in His Word. "Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. So as we wait for Him, as we spend time with Him, get to know Him, converse with Him daily, take guard against loneliness. Probably the most important one that I wrote down was spending time with the Father. As I look at these five different ways to guard against loneliness, I've used all of them. But the one that means the most to me is spending time with the Father. Because He's always with us. He doesn't leave us or forsake us. We don't have to worry about making an appointment with the Father. You can come to Him anytime, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, and He's right there to answer your call. So, this is one of the little cards that you guys got us pastors when you had pastor's appreciation. It says, each morning, as you get dressed, remember that you belong to Christ. Nobody can separate you from His grace. So every morning when you get up, when you get dressed in the morning, remember that you belong to Christ. And nobody can separate you from His grace. So if there's any of you this morning who would like to have us pray with you, if there's anybody who has never accepted the Lord as your Savior and you'd like to do that this morning, I want to give you time for that. Most important decision you'll ever make in your life is to walk with God, be a child of His, to give your life to Him. So as the praise team comes and brings a song, elders will be here to pray with you. And if you have any need at all, if you'd like us to pray with you about, come and we'll pray with you.